Weapons of Mass Discussion. That, for all intents and purposes, is our intro. Okay, I am Matt O'Brien, and we have started a little bit late, about an hour, but that happens with my stuff. Since this is a talk show, it seems to happen a little bit more often than for other shows. But you know what? That's okay. That, you know, that happens. First thing I wanted to say, I kind of got lost in. All the technical difficulties and everything else, having my my partner not here, but that is okay. And I also lost my my sheet that has all my topics and stuff on it. But let me just first get out there the preliminary stuff. You can call us if we are taking a break or whatever. I mean, you can call when we're on the air, but I'll have to go to a break. But anyway, you can call, and the number is off-campus 796-5351. The area code is actually 717, so that would be 717-796-5351. If you're on campus, it's just 5351. You can also contact us via the internet at the IM screen name vrequests, and we will take your... Not quite requests, but we will take your comments and your pointers and everything else during the show. And if you have something to say about anything, not necessarily even what we're talking about, but anything that you might want the show to go in, anything that's happening on campus or in the state, around the world, you can go ahead and do that. Now, this is also, now this might not end up working, but you know, we're going to try it. I'm kind of a fan of technology, so... We'll try this podcasting thing. I signed up for a free account. I'll go into that later, probably. And anyway, you can send your audio comments, that is, attach an MP3 or WAV file, I think just MP3, to wmd@podomatic.com, P-O-D-O-M-A-T-I-C. Or you can just visit our website at that same address, wmd.podomatic.com. And there's a link on there that you can, if you have a mic, you can... you can record something, and we will get that, and might even air it on the show. Okay. Also, this is kind of cool. I'm not exactly sure how they do this, because this podcasting thing is getting pretty big overall, and there is a service that if you sign up for, they will give you a telephone number that people can call, and they will email you the audio comments that people have, and so you can give us your audio comments by dialing 206, area code 206-338-5597. And there's no extension or anything, which is what puzzles me so much, but there's no extension or anything. You just, you speak when the, at the tone, and that's about it. And so that's a way that you can get your audio comments, to us. And if you want, if you expressly say so, on the air. So that's all the preliminary stuff. Let's see. What else did I have on my sheet of my list? Let's see. First of all, I wanted to talk about the show. Actually, the meta show, if you will. The idea behind the show is for this is Messiah College Radio, WVMM, And the idea is that since it's the student's voice, the student's channel, let it be the student's voice. Let it be a place where they can get together and talk about different things going on in the world, on campus, etc. Not necessarily everything going on campus. That's, you know, there's not a lot usually going on that's, you know, very, very interesting. So we might exhaust that that list pretty quickly. But that is that anything and everything, basically, that you, Messiah College, want to talk about, we can talk about. It's pretty open, in my opinion. I mean, I there's a lot I want to do that I haven't figured out the technical side of. For example, I'm trying to get this phone system working, and it kind of works. You can listen to the other person, but they can't hear what we say through the mic, so, you know, only works halfway. So some technical things that you can't, I mean, that's the primary way talk shows have their listeners interact, and we don't have that at the moment. But you can, again, go on the internet, IM us at VRequest. You can call us when we're taking a break, or, well, I guess if you call when we're on air, well, we'll take a break. And so we have some methods of interaction, but not everything I would like as of yet, but we're getting there, hopefully. Yeah. And so part of the idea, though, is not just to have it be an open forum, not only be an open forum for Messiah College and, well, I guess the world in general, since we're broadcasting across the internet. And if this podcasting thing works on the podcast, on the iTunes and everything else. Not just have it be an open forum, but also to kind of push the envelope to make you think. Hence, weapons of mass discussion. Weapons, I mean, it's not really, if you actually think about it, you know, it's not really a weapon. It's just opening your mind to other things, other possibilities, things like that. I know here at Messiah, when we have mandatory chapel, so some of the chapel speakers, I know the more controversial ones have been the more interesting ones, the ones people keep talking about. I know my freshman year, I'm a junior now, so my freshman year, there was a kind of controversial chapel about if you support war, specifically then the Iraq war, if you support the war, or war in general, you aren't a Christian. It was basically the tagline, and people got up and walked out almost immediately. Not everyone, of course. I know I would have stayed. I wasn't there at the time, unfortunately. But anyway, people are still talking about that chapel in particular, but other ones as well, and things like that. That, you know, you remember the controversial stuff. You remember the stuff that challenged what you thought. And so this is a place, hopefully, that you can and I can do that in an open forum format. Now, the regulations for the V specify that, you know, we have to be kind and giving time to other people's opinions and not mocking them, and that is a big part. That is exactly what I want to have this show strive to be a forum where anyone can tell their opinion about anything, however controversial or mundane, be it, you know, Lottie or as I was just talking about, you know, a Christian stance on war, you know, anything like that. Let this be a place where we can all interact. That's the idea. And it helped last week. We had an episode last week. We're not going to be able to put that on the podcast link because we had some music and stuff like that I don't think we're supposed to put on the podcast. It's against their terms of service. So, however, this one will be. So, but last week, my partner, I can't remember what he wanted to call himself because our names change every week. I decided I couldn't come up, to be honest, I couldn't come up with anything clever enough, you know, now. I tried to come up with something and I didn't, so I just told you my name. But anyway, our names change every week, be it DJ, Gary, etc., you know, whatever. And so I'm not sure what he would want him to be called this week, but it helped a lot because, you know, we can bounce things off each other, stuff like that, and let you, the audience, be that second party too. So anyway, We are going to play a commercial. We are nonprofit, so these aren't actually commercials, but don't fret. We are nonprofit, and therefore this quote-unquote commercial contains no prices. I don't know. Maybe it was the FCC regulations I was reading up on, but maybe it was in the DJ thing that you have to sign. But you can't tell prices. You can't say this is so much money. I'm not even sure if I can give an example that might break the rules. But anyway, so yeah. So there's no prices. Apparently, we can't tell you prices of anything. So I'm not exactly sure how that works, but regardless, we won't tell you the prices of these things. In this case, they're books. But I think you will get the point that you probably wouldn't buy them anyway. So here we go. This is called Boredom's Books, and I enjoy it, so I think you'll enjoy it. Be back after this.
This week at Boredom's Books, children's books are on sale. Choose from You're Different, and That's Bad.
The Boy That Died from Eating All His Vegetables.
Dad's New Wife, Robert.
Fun four-letter words to know and share.
Hammers, Screwdrivers, and Scissors. The I Can Do It book.
A children's guide to hitchhiking.
Kathy was so bad, her mom stopped loving her.
Curious George and the High Voltage Fence.
All Cats Go to Hell.
The Little Sissy Who Snitched.
Some Kittens Can't Fly.
That's it. I'm putting you up for adoption.
Grandpa Gets a Casket.
The Magic World Inside the Abandoned Refrigerator.
Strangers Have the Best Candy.
You Were an Accident.
Things Rich Kids Have, But You Never Will.
Your Nightmares Are Real.
Eggs, Toilet Paper, and Your School.
Daddy Drinks Because You Cry.
On sale this week at Boredom's Books.
And notice, also, because we are a nonprofit, we couldn't even tell you the address. But, yeah. Boredom's Books. Great books. Apparently written by children. But yeah, that is exactly what that is. And I am going to take a short break and hopefully see if I can get someone to join me. And, that might not work. That might work, might not work. Either way, no good. Be good. Get some content. And in the meantime, you can interact. You can send us your feedback. Anyway, not necessarily interact because of the phone situation I just explained, but you can send feedback. So, on AOL Instant Messenger, you can send us a message. Our screen name is VRequests, or you can dial us here on campus, 5351. If you're off campus, the extension, the area code, rather, is 717-796-5351. And, I look forward to getting any and all feedback, whether it be good, bad, does not matter to me, any kind of feedback, and anything at all, you can call me up and ask me if I like salt and vinegar potato chips, which I live in Miller, by the way, and our stairwell, for some reason, somehow smells like vinegar. I'm not exactly sure what's up with that. Maybe I'll explain that a little more after the break. But anyway, here is the break. This is non-profit radio. And this is a non-profit, non-copyrighted, free-to-use, free-to-play song. Because, of course, if we're going to podcast, we got to make it nice and friendly for all of those folks out there. So this is by Copter. Crow on. I think that's right. Anyway, enjoy. Nice kind of a smoothing song in contrast to the rock that we've been playing. So maybe you'll enjoy it. Maybe you won't. But in either case, we will be back after this. We will be back. Goodbye. That was a little smoother than I anticipated. So, if you didn't like it, well, I apologize. That's entirely my fault. Well, also partly Copters, whoever Copter is, because they made some strange music. So, a little bit of blame on both ends for both of us. If you didn't like it. And if you liked it, well, I take all the credit because, of course, you know, who wouldn't want to accept that kind of, you know, credit? No one wouldn't. I mean, anyway, we are back. And we are going... This is serious business. I have something very important to tell you. Because remembering someone's name can be critical in business and when you want to be gracious in a social setting. Here are tips you may care to remember. First, when you're introduced to someone, repeat the name aloud in conversation. After a minute or so, say it again in your head, then once more in conversation. If possible, write down the name 3 times while picturing the person's face as soon as possible after your initial meeting. Next, relax. Don't stress about what to say. Focus on really listening to the person. Finally, practice. Train yourself on the combination of name, face, and where you met. In addition, keep business cards and go through them, putting names and faces together. And that was Liner Card 101. I'm not sure if that one stood for zero, in effect, but... regardless, that was Liner Card 101. Now, this is a talk show, so we are not required to... pretty much, we're not required to play any specific music like a normal show here on the V. We're not required to read these liner cards, but I just picked this one at random because we need some content. And here's actually, I want to talk about this actually for a little bit. Of all things to go off of, that's one thing I guess I'll go off of. I was reading a thing, listening. And the basic thing, and this kind of goes along with what I just read off this liner card. The basic thing, the only thing you really have to remember when remembering people's names and remembering really anything at all, remembering facts, dates, etc., is this. Use more than one sense. That's all you have to do. In other words, you have to put names and faces together is a very, very good example of just such a thing. You take the name and you visualize the face and you put the two together. You're using more than one sense, more than one method. You're linking things together, and the longer the link, the more complicated it is, the more information there is, the more likely you are going to remember it. Visualizations help a lot. Conscious mind isn't necessarily very good at visualizations, so some people find that feeling itself is a better means of the same end. But the basic thing to remember is use more than one sense in remembering anything, in names, places, etc. That helps in history classes and things like that because it's boring when you only have to memorize names, dates, etc. And when you add more to it than just names and dates and letters and things like that, you help significantly to increase your chances of remembering something. So that is liner card 101. And we don't have to read any of those, so I'm not gonna sign it because I think it's very valuable. I don't want it to get taken out of the rotation anytime soon, although there's about 25 signatures and you're supposed to exhaust it after about 5, so it's not going out of the queue anyway. But anyway, so a question to the audience. We are broadcasting not only here in Grantham, Harrisburg area, we are broadcasting around the world on the internet. The question is, audience, what are you doing right now? Right now, aside from, of course, listening to the radio. But if you aren't listening to the radio and somehow you're getting this message, go ahead and call up 5351, or if you're off campus, 717-796-5351, because of all the things, my first question will be, how did you hear the question? And second, what are you doing when you heard this question? You can also IM us. That would probably be the best way at the moment to integrate, you know, the listening and everything else. What are you doing right now? Are you playing cards? Are you sleeping? Are you dancing? I know right now, if I were not were I not on the radio, I'd be throwing baked potatoes at the concrete walls in our lounge because, you know, that's fun. I would only do that maybe once, and then I would have to clean it up and then realize that was not a good idea. But aside from that, that's what I would be doing. So what are you doing, audience? What are you doing? Go ahead and IM us at VRequests. Very original, by the way. Very original name, I think. Very original. VRequests. And so we'll take your calls, hopefully, and we'll try. Why not? And we will take your IMs and we will read. First person, this is a suggestion. First person to call will get something for free. Now here's the problem. Here's the problem here with this suggestion that someone IM'd us with. The problem is the V explicitly tells us not to do that. And so we will do a workaround, okay? Because we have giveaways that are in a book. We have to sign them. We have to do all these different stuff. So I'll tell you what, I will make a workaround for you because this it's so important to me. So rather than you winning any soda or a candy bar or anything under $1 over here in the Union, so obviously this only includes Messiah students, or I mean, if you're in the Grantham area, you can stop by if you want. But anyway, you can, if you, the first person to call will get something under a dollar over here in the Union. And instead of it being explicitly, you call, you win, you call, and I will be so appreciative that out of my own free will, I will buy you something that costs under a dollar. And so that's the way we're gonna, that's the way we're gonna do it. Yeah. So that is the contest. That is the thing. I know, obviously, you know, this is a Saturday night, and so, you know, Messiah College, I'm sure you have better things to do, except if you're hearing what I'm saying right now, you obviously don't. And so that is the problem, isn't it? And so we will return. And here is, in fact, a man of, well, I'd say he's relatively popular, relatively well-known. I wouldn't necessarily say popular, but he's relatively well-known. And he will basically say what I just said, that we will be back in a moment, and we will get your input via phone, via IM, whatever. We will return. And so here he is saying essentially the same thing.
And I look forward to hearing everyone's ideas when the show returns.
When the show returns. I have to edit that up a little bit better, but you get the basic idea. When the show returns. So, Messiah College, what are you doing? What are you doing right now? As you hear this soothing music, you feel very comfortable to call at 5351 or IM us at Free Requests. And there's no pressure. There is absolutely no pressure whatsoever. It's just college radio, people. Nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. I'm not sure if you ever listen to the V regularly. I know I don't. But you hear when you do tune in and there's not just music playing. And, you know, we have specific regulations for professionalism, but it's college radio. There are more ideals. And I'm kind of an idealist. You know, I don't have any problem with ideals. But gotta be realistic about them at the same time, so they're more ideals. This is college radio. Don't worry about it. Got nothing to lose, and you got everything to gain. Well, everything that as a total sum comes to under a dollar anyway, so you got that to gain and you got nothing to lose, and you have this soothing music. to listen to as it fades out, apparently. Maybe not. And there you go. See, last week we gave away $100,000. A whole $100,000. And someone won that. It was at, towards the end of the show. So it's about an hour from where we are now. So hopefully, let's see if we can get someone to win something sooner than that. We have another input. And it is a question. The question is, what is the dumbest thing you have ever done? Now, that's kind of a hard question. You know, have you ever gotten in a cardboard box and then fallen down the stairs on purpose? You know, have you ever tried to catch a seagull? You know, things like that. Have you? What is the dumbest thing you have ever done? Simple question, lots and lots and lots of answers. And I'm sure that you, Messiah, and you, the world, have many answers. All too many answers. And so I'm looking for just one. And the person who does give just one first, anyway, gets something under a dollar. Because I appreciate them so much and their listenership. I'm not sure if that's actually a word at all. But if it were, I would use it all the time. Like I just did. But, you know, I might not use it again very soon because I'm not really sure if it actually is a word. So, anyway, that is what is up. What is the dumbest thing you've ever done? Now, I would be the first one to answer, but I'm not exactly sure. You know, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I've done a lot of stupid things, per se. Dumb things. You know, but I can't necessarily think of one. Now, maybe if you come up with something, that'll probably spark my imagination. It'll be kind of a combination thing going on there. Another question. Okay. We're on a roll, at least for this one person. But they're the one who suggested the dollar thing. So they're not going to be able to one. They're not going to be the one to get it. So we need two people, ideally, to participate. So the third question, actually, have you ever wished to have a day to do over Groundhog Day style? And if so, what day? Now based off of the Groundhog Day movie, and if you haven't seen the Groundhog Day movie, Groundhog Day, you most certainly should. I'm sure that we have it in here in the library, and if you don't go to Messiah, I'm sure they have it in a Blockbuster or somewhere along there. You know, Netflix, something like that, definitely get it from. But the whole concept is the guy's relives the same day over and over. Now, this is the question isn't necessarily what day would you like to, you know, live over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, but, you know, what day would you like to live over twice and then just go back to regular life? That's a good question. You know, how can I answer that question? How can I begin to answer that question? Well, I ask that of you. What's your question? What's your questions? What's your response? Here's another question. Has anybody in the audience, that is you, the listener, and I know it's a Saturday night, Messiah, but I know that there's more than me just in you know, bathrooms, because we have a radio and they play The View usually. In our bathroom. So, you know, if you're washing your hands, go ahead, go outside, go to a lounge, dial 5351, and you will get on air if you want. You don't have to. But anyway, I know there's more than just me out there for people washing their hands. So, here's another question. Has anybody in the audience ever fallen asleep in class? Now, that's a very simple question, and that has a very probable answer of yes, but, you know, you can probably elaborate on what class, you know, when it was, things like that. I know that a lot of lecture-based classes, they have the tendency to do that here at Messiah. Well, not necessarily here at Messiah, anywhere, I'm sure. And this is actually something we were talking about briefly last week. is that large universities, which mainly rely on lecture-based classes, they are having to solve the problem of people not going to class and things like that. They are having podcasts, which we talked about briefly this show. They are having podcasts and videocasts of those lectures that anyone, not just students, but anyone can go and download for free. So people are going around on the internet and downloading all these lectures from like MIT professors, people at Princeton, Harvard, and all, I think Harvard, and all these other places. It's quite interesting because on the one hand, you have the lectures, and it very much depends on the professor because obviously these people are downloading, you know, some 300 meg video file so they can, you know, watch a lecture from a professor they've never even, you know, seen before from a school they don't even go to. And so, you know, it obviously depends very much on the professor. Those universities that are having these podcasts, they're mainly the bigger ones. They're mainly the more popular ones, the more well-known ones. They're more likely to have very fascinating professors. And I'm not saying that we don't have many fascinating professors here at Messiah. We most certainly do. But like anywhere, we have the range of professors, the range of, let's say, student alertness in any given class that any other university or college or school, for that matter, or workplace, most certainly, though their alertness is more on the lower side usually, but that anyone else has. So the question is, have you ever fallen asleep in class? We have a bunch of questions out there. And we have... I can relate to the last this last question. My friend he was on medicine and he kind of stumbled into class even though he was on medical break because, you know, he was having this medicine that kind of made him drowsy, and he remembers sitting down in class and telling the professor and falling asleep and getting woken up by that professor at the very end of this class. That was his experience. I know I've fallen asleep briefly in class, never for an entire class per se. But I know most certainly some people do. I even had a friend and he managed to, I'm not exactly sure how he did this. I really don't know how he did it, but he managed to fall asleep in class with his eyes open.
To learn. said, I'm privy to waiting. Had I known then what I do know now, you'd be my Adrian. I invested my life at too early an age in hope holding out would reward better pay. Living in debt to what some call regret, I called it, my life passed me by.
Yeah, that was interesting, was it not? I tend to think so. And yeah. And so we are back here at WMD Weapons of Mass Discussion, and discussion seems to be anything but what we have had tonight. Played with technical difficulties, things like that. I'll tell you what, if you're listening, I would like you to simply call here the V, 5351. I am eager into say this, not just for getting on air, just say let's say it's for the scientific processes' sake alone. I want to figure out how to get you on the air through here on the soundboard here. And can't do that unless we have callers. In fact, we can't have mass discussion unless we have mass callers, mass forms of communication. And indeed, we do have such a thing. It is simply not being utilized at the moment, but that is okay. That is okay. No problem. No problem whatsoever. I am here, and I am full of topics that are fascinating and interesting. And here is one. Okay, no, that was not it. Let's see. What shall I tell you? What important piece of information? Oh, here is a good one. I like this one. I think you... Oh, we have a call, and we will go to break. Here we go.
Is your job affecting your health? Do you become fatigued? Does working take time away from family and social events like watching wrestling? There's an easy solution. Sue your boss. See, the great thing about this country is you can sue anyone for pretty much anything, and you'll probably win, or at least get a settlement. At the firm of Rakin & Ponser Personal Injury Attorneys, we can show you how falling down and howling like a sissy can result in a large damage award from your employer. We also specialize in awards for injuries suffered in auto, bus, and train accidents, and can even train you to throw yourself in front of a bus and pretend to be injured. Hey, that's why they pay for insurance. Call the law offices of Rakin & Ponser and get ready to enjoy a life of luxury.
Would you like a giraffe? Have one delivered. Just log on to PetsOvernight.com and we'll send you a giraffe overnight. PetsOvernight.com, delivering little bundles of love in a box directly to your door.
A good shoe starts from the ground up. At Aris, we make high-quality footwear. In fact, you can find Aris running shoes in over 140 countries around the world. In the past, there's been some criticism about our workers. That's why I'm here at one of the Aris factories so you can meet some of them. Excuse me, sir. Do you enjoy your job here?
It's fun. We get to play with knives.
I see. Is there a real sense of teamwork?
My friend Joey sewed his hands together.
Wow. You're learning some real skills. How about the salary and benefits?
Yesterday, I made a dollar.
See, that's the kind of dedication we have to our employees and the quality of our shoes. Aris Running Shoes. Always running from something.
That was Aris. Aris Running Shoes. Always running from something. Also, petsovernight.com, and sue anybody for anything. And don't have a phone number for that sue anybody, but, you know, whatever. And the other one, I guess you can find on people running away from you. Okay, we had a caller. We had, I believe, our first caller ever on the air. Well, not necessarily on the air, but I will be, he shared. What was the most embarrassing thing? I'm not sure if I actually shared that question or not, but you know what? It's a valid question. We got some input. And the response that he gave was, one time, I'm trying to give this a dramatic prose because, you know, words don't really do it justice, even though he expressed it in words. But anyway, okay, here we go. The most embarrassing thing that ever happened to him, he went to the bathroom in his pants. True story. And you won't find it anywhere else but here at the V.
While vacationing in Mexico, an American tourist runs out of gas. At the same instant, hundreds of miles away, his twin brother experiences gas after eating Mexican food. It's dismissed as coincidence. A man boards a plane at Kennedy Airport in New York. At the same moment in Massachusetts, Senator Ted Kennedy planes a board in his workshop.
That looks flush now.
It's written off as chance. Lifetime Books presents an incredible new 50-volume set. Totally unrelated events of no consequence. Yes, for just $19.95, we'll send you Volume 1 absolutely free. Inspect it, look it over. You may even want to read it. And if you're not completely satisfied in 30 days, we'll send you Volume 2. And you'll continue to receive a new volume each month for the rest of your lifetime.
No, not again.
A man cancels his contract with Lifetime Books, and yet 5 years later, he's still receiving volumes from the Civil War series. Just a coincidence? You be the judge.
Lifetime Books, third-class books at first-class prices. Third-class books at first-class prices.
Third-class books, excuse me, at first-class prices. Interesting concept. Let's see how they apply it. Messiah's college students will help area residents prepare their income taxes returns free of charge from January 30th through April 13th, so it's not too late, at several local sites, primarily benefiting the elderly, low-income residents, and persons with a disability. The service was created to serve those who cannot afford professional tax help. For more information on how to receive free help with your taxes, call 717-691-6027. That number again, 717-691-6027. I think that's a powerful message that applies to us all. Don't you? And if you don't, why not? And if you do, why? That's the question. In fact, any question is the question. And you can go ahead and answer that question online via requests over AOL Instant Messenger here on campus 5351. No, and we have a call. No, maybe we don't. Oh, okay, we do have a call. And, caller, we will get to you in just a second. We have a message. And as you listen to this soothing music by October War, my favorite band ever, please listen to it. Untitled. Frank G. says, "Hi, how are you? Actually, I just added the how are you part in." He didn't say that. But I'm guessing if we had the technology to put him on the air, he would have said it. And you know what? You would have said it too. If you were Frank G. And not the person he was asking. He didn't specify. You know who he was asking. I'm not sure why. We are here at the V, and it is almost time to sign off. This music, I love this music. This was my music to wake up from my nap. This was my iTunes alarm music. I love it. It's so peaceful. Or it could be just conditioning. You know, I heard it so many times. But either way, I love this song. It's so peaceful. You're listening to the V. This has been Weapons of Mass Discussion. Frank G. says hi. And we will be back next week at 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Or 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock to take your answers and questions and comments and insults. Well, not so much insults, but you get the idea. Because that's what we do here at WMD. And that is what we're up to. I will play a song at random as I find one last wrap-up thing to say. Or maybe something will come through and we'll stay on the air a little while longer. kind of open. And we might have a connection with our Frank. We might actually have someone who knows a Frank. So, Frank, your message got across just fine. This is by Copter, called 12th Cathedral. It's 6 minutes and 43 seconds long, and I don't know where I got it. I don't remember. Frank, I have a message for you. Untitled. Fungus says, "Hello. How are you?" Okay, again, I added in the how are you part. He didn't actually say that. But I have a feeling if he were on the air again, he would say it. And you know what? So you would. Whoa, I just read what he partially... Yeah. You know what? I can't figure out between what I want to say and what people actually are saying on this computer screen. So you know what? I'm going to take a break. As you hear this atmospheric music here on the V, WMD. I have a message from me. Hello, Fungus. Message begins. Hello, Fungus. I'm sorry. I am very sorry. I am sorry that I hurt your feelings. I am sorry I misrepresented you, because this is an open forum. This is where you can get your voice out. And I misrepresented your message. I added words in that you did not say. And for that, I am sorry. And Wait, you wear a ring? Okay. I'm not quite sure how to respond to that last message we have received. So, in short, I'm sorry. How are you? Apparently we got Neverwinter Nights soundtrack mixed in with the actual music. That's a little more atmospheric than I thought it was. So, sorry about that. We're here at WVMM, the VMWMD. I am Matt. I didn't bother to come up with a fake name this week. Next week, I promise I will have one. And as will my co-host if he shows up next week. I have a message. Untitled. I want the world to know that fungus monks are real. A message from a listener. A faithful listener out there listening. As listeners usually do here on a Saturday night. Probably here in Grantham. Here at Messiah. We are broadcasting 24 hours a week of non-stop, I don't know, probably stuff. I'm not quite sure. Yeah. And that is what is up here. It's kind of weird music. If we ever do a ghost-to-ghost of our own, here at WMD, this would probably be the music we play in the background. Because it kind of goes along with that. But I'm no Art Bell, you know. I'm not very good. I don't have the same style. He has his own style that would go very well with this. I borrowed in the intro, I borrowed that thunder, excuse me. I borrowed that from him, but, you know, I'm not, don't have the same style. I think this would fit in with his very well. But if we ever do ghost stories here at WMD, this would be the music we would play. This will be the music we will play. Now, I don't have any ghost stories myself. I haven't really had anything very strange. You know, I'm interested in the paranormal, but, you know, I'd like to think I'm open-minded, but I haven't really had a lot of things happen. The weirdest I can think of is there was one time I got up. I was at home. We live out in kind of live on a mountain, basically. Kind of out in the country, small town. Anyway, I went to get a glass of water. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I remember I was looking out when I was filling up the glass. I was looking out. There's this helicopter, and it is off in the distance, and it was just hovering there, and the light was there, and it was there for about, I don't know, man, it was out there for about, and I want to say an hour and a half to 2 hours. Kind of strange. It just hovered there, and I actually don't remember if it disappeared or not, but it was just there, and that was it. But anyway, we have a listener input once again. Once I saw a ghost, it was scary. It floated past my dog and made him poop all over! ! Now, that's a very good point, I think. The message ends after that point, by the way. Dogs, when they see ghosts, they poop themselves. Makes sense, doesn't it? I know it does for me. Here at WMD. I just said that because it rhymed. That's about it. Sorry about that. You know, if you were offended by rhyming. I'm not sure if you... Oh, we have a call. So, here, enjoy this very atmospheric music. Here we go. Had a call. Yeah. And someone IM'd a prediction of the same. Knock, knock, Neo. Well, they didn't actually say that. They just said call in caps. But they said, this is from Jeff, by the way. Jeff says, a ghost ate his potato chips. And I brought up the whole, could be a rodent, could be another person. He said, it's possible. It's possible, Jeff says, but it was a ghost. They were, after all, barbecued potato chips. Animals usually don't like barbecue potato chips. And rhino... I don't know. Wait, something about rhinophobia. I don't know. Not fear of noses. No. I mean, I don't know. Fear of rhinos, I'm guessing. Are amazing. Something like that. Sorry, I mean, we would be able to have them on air, but... technology is just not here this week. But next week it will be, don't worry. And we have a message. Message begins. Could you wish Chris a merry good night and a happy rising in the morning? And a happy anniversary to Kyle. And Sean. Message ends. This is a little bit better for atmospheric. You know, it's not just raindrops. But it's got enough of a beat, you know. It's pretty good. I like it. Digging this music. I really like it. I'm serious. It's Copter. By the way, if you go to archive.org, that's archive.org, they have a whole section. Not only do they have the Wayback Machine, which is very cool. It's basically an internet archive. But anyway, they also have copyright-free music, which means we can play this on our podcast. And you can play. They have very cool music. This is Copter. Amos Lowe's. If you're on campus, though, and you want this song, you want any of these songs, You can just go on to my computer. Yes, I'm admitting it's my computer. Crazy Time. / Crazy Time. And the folder is Radio Show Materials. And it's in the music folder. And in fact, you can, if we play anything on campus, on the radio here at WMD, you can get it off there. Now, if you're obviously off campus, I can't really help you with that too much. Get it off the podcast, I guess. But if you're on campus, if we play anything, it's off that. That's how I play it. We have another message. Good night, my friend. Word to the wise. Never eat shrimp that explode, and never, ever, ever throw hamsters into brick walls. That's a good point there. This is cool music for a Saturday night, I know. This is good music for a Saturday night here at WMD. Thank you for all our listeners, especially our repeat listeners so far. We appreciate you. We really do. Also, if you were listening last week or you would like to listen and you were on campus, after the show, I'm going to put a recording of that on my computer, Crazy Time, and you can get it off there. It'll probably be like episode 000 because of the whole podcast thing. And if you want, you can download this show, this very show, as boring as it is, you can listen to it on our podcast. Should be available on iTunes tomorrow. WMD. Oh, song ends. Let's play the next one. Chime 1 by Copter. And so you can get that off iTunes. iTunes has a thing, by the way, that you can submit your own podcast. The details are a little, it's a little hard to get into, but it, well, it's not that hard, actually. You just gotta get to the right sources to help you. But iTunes lets you do that. So you don't necessarily need to be on the radio. I'm doing this because I like the concept of talk radio, all that kind of stuff. And you know, I want to eventually get it so you can call up, be on the air. That'd be great, I think. But you can just sit in your room, wherever you are. You can, in your own time, make your own podcast, your own on-demand radio show, and then have anyone and everyone around the world listen to it. And if they have iTunes, iTunes makes it very easy. They have their own podcast directory. You can submit your own podcast, right there. And let me give away. I gave away in the beginning of the show. I'll give it away right now. If you want to get a hold of us, you want to leave feedback. Well, this is a talk show, so you might as well talk your comments to us. Speak your comments to us. Go to wmd.podomatic.com. That's wmd.podomatic.com. And comments .com, obviously. You know, maybe you didn't know that. I'm not, you know, it's possible. It's possible you didn't know that. But anyway, they have a thing on the right. And if you have a mic, you can record something and we will get it. You can also dial 206. That's in Washington. I believe it's Washington, D.C., but I'm not sure. 206. No, I think it's Washington State. 206-338-5597. Now this, it's the weekend and it is late night, so if you have a cell phone, you should be able to call for free. 206-338-5597. And you can get a hold of us. And if you give permission, we will play it on air next week. I'm Matt O'Brien. This is WMD. It's not been as controversial as last week's, but it has been fun. Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere just yet. but I am taking a short break. You're listening to Copter Chine 1. And if you're on campus... Oh, it's crazy time. Well, I will be right back. The WMD. Listening to WMD's Weapons of Mass Discussion. Message from Jeff. Untitled. Amberlynn is amazing. Travis should go get a Viper. And we should go cruising. Chris exploded the fun and the world. It's pretty serious. In my opinion, anyway. Unless, exploded, in a good sense, not a bad sense. Both are possible. It's pretty cool. Music. Yeah. Not too bad. We are here in Grantham. Partly cloudy. Not too bad. Stars are all out. Very beautiful. Fond of the stars. Not much of a stargazer. Well, I like to look. Not an expert in it, certainly. But doesn't take much of an expert to go to weather.com/outlook/recreation/outdoors/local/17027?LS. I thought that was a C for some reason. WE equals 17027 and LWSA equals weather local undeclared. Anyone can do that. And anyone can see. Right now for Grantham, PA, 17027. Partly cloudy. The moon is out. Well, at least on this picture anyway. It kind of looks kind of cool. I don't know. I've seen better pictures, but whatever. 32 degrees. Feels like 22 degrees. It's a little bit windy. Windy from the northwest at 15 miles per hour, if you wanted to know. Gusting at 23 miles an hour. The humidity? 45%. Sorry, I just had to fade out. That was amazing, isn't it? The dew point is 13 degrees. The visibility? 10 miles. I can see farther than I am going to walk. At least tonight. And that's pretty cool. Oh, really? Song ends abruptly. You gotta love that. Because this is college radio. I would have liked to opt for a more smooth ending, but you know what? This is college radio, so it's almost better that way. I almost wouldn't have it any other way. Almost, you know. But yeah, this is college radio. And here is a shout-out / message of my own. And this is from me to anyone from Lulings. Oh, really? Is the title. Message begins. Hello. I have a really crappy username on that. But you know what? If you are from that and you are listening, you automatically win. Automatically. Instantly, you win. All you have to do when I say, oh, really? All you have to do is respond. You can call up and say it. Won't be on the air because the technology isn't there, but you know what? I think it would be pretty cool. What the heck? This is just wind, apparently. Oh. Whoa. Yeah, it's just Falling Rocks. That was the name of the song, Falling Rocks 3. And you know what? They weren't kidding. Here's, let's try another song. Oh, this is much better. Oh, this is much better. So, 2. Anyone from Lulings? I want to say hello, and oh, really? Oh, really, Lulings? Oh, really? Now, I know there's, feels like anyway, very small chance that anyone from there is anyone on here. But you know what? I believe anything is possible, including that, especially that. So I'm calling out to you, LL, L2, whatever you want to be called. And that is the message. Message ends. This is probably the best, I think this is the best ambient music I've played all night. It's nice and soothing, nice and calming. Just enough upbeat to keep you thinking and listening. So let's think. And I invite you to listen. Not just hear, but listen. Really listen. And not just to the music, but also to me. I want this show to be great. Really great. And you know what? It is. If you call. And you know what? You don't even have to call. You don't have to do anything. Because there's so many people out there that are listening right now. In Grantham. In Harrisburg. On Messiah, on the planet, that you don't need to do a thing. There are so many people out there. And so I'm appealing to each and every single one of you. I think there's some 9 point... No, I think it's about 7 billion people on Earth. We have 7 billion potential listeners. Since this is college radio, and furthermore, since this is Messiah College, we might have 7.5 people listening. But you know what? I'm appealing to all of you. And you know what? What do you want to talk about? You're obviously listening. So, what do you want to talk about? What do you want to say? I've been saying some shout-outs. Some people have called. I've had Jeff call. He talked about Chris exploding the world and unfun. In the opposite order of that. Okay. I have a message. Kind of violates... I don't know. Well, I'll just say it, okay. Message. Sean has many good butts that are good from Chris and Jonette. So if you're Sean, you have many good butts that are good. And that message goes to you from Chris and Jonette right now. Here on the V. WMD. Also, this is a PS. Oh no, this is a PTO. Not parent teacher organization. Please turn over. Hold on. And you taste like applesauce. Applesauce. I'm not sure what that means, but you know what? I know one of you does something like that. Yes. I know one of you does. Yes. One of you do. Yes. Stuck in a loop there. Sorry, folks. And you know what? I lost my train of thought. This is a pretty cool song. Or at least it was. Oh. Additional message, PTO 2. Apparently it's written on the edge of the card. I don't know. The visualization is pretty much ended at this point. But anyway, in addition to all that, Sean has bad taste in music, and his chin reminds me of a ferret. Doesn't specify what kind of ferret. There are several varieties of ferret, but I think you get the basic picture, at least Sean does. Indeed. A long, smelly one. A long, smelly ferret, that is, specifically. That's not exactly what I was talking about, because there's, you know, for dogs, you have German Shepherds and the like. Well, ferrets, people. Ferrets are no different. Except they're a little bit smaller. And they move really fast and funny looking. But otherwise, ferrets are no different than dogs. German Shepherd ferret. Now that would be cool, says person that hasn't specified exactly what they would like to be called on air, so I will have them remain nameless at the current time. Me. Okay. Well, I guess I could call you Me, if you want. Here we are. They are by Copter. Copter has done a pretty good job with this atmospheric music here on WMDs. We haven't said anything terribly controversial, and I know there is a lot going on that is kind of controversial. You have the whole port deal, the turnover of the company. I'm not exactly sure to know the specifics, but that's one thing going on right now. You have a lot of things going on. You have the whole protest over the cartoon, the Muslim protest over the cartoon. You have the whole protest and outrage over the accidental destruction of that mosque, the ancient 1,000-year-old mosque. Think about that. 1,000 years. We don't have anything over here that's nearly as long. Or nearly as old, excuse me. Lost my train of thought for a second. Because we're getting messages from you, the listener. And you can continue to do so at VRequests, or you can continue to do so from calling us. 5351. That's all it takes. 5351. Oh, yes. And that listener, Moldy. That's their name. Moldy. Of messages from people out there while I was taking that call. So, I'll tell you what. Message. Untitled. From? Moldy? I'm still not sure about that name 100%. But anyway, message begins. Fluffy Destroyer of the World says, I guess it was from there then. Sean should eat paste, and Chris and Travis should become kings of the Amaze app. Okay, I'm gonna start again if you guys don't mind. I'm gonna fade in. Alright, .. Fluffy Destroyer of the World says Sean should eat paste, and Chris and Travis should become kings of the Amazon. Fluffy Destroyer of Worlds, or the worlds in this specific case, has said that, and that is that. Once again, I really like this music. Sounds kind of like kind of a video game guy. So, I mean, if you ever played Half-Life, Half-Life 2, this kind of sounds like it. We also have another message. And in getting both of those messages, this message and the one I just read, lost the name of the sender. But it was a different person than we have heard from before. So, anyway, Travis was attacked by an aardvark, and Brandon looks like a monkey. Looks like a monkey. That's profound. Very profound. Oh, I have something I can say. Here we go. I'm not sure if any of you like musicals. Last time we were talking about opera, we were talking about it kind of sarcastically, but anyway, musicals. I kind of like musicals. Depends what kind. But anyway, musicals. The musical, Les Miserables, is coming back to Broadway. It's been off Broadway for some, I want to say 3 years, 2 years, 3 years. And it is coming back to Broadway this fall, I think starting in October, mid to late October. And it is going to be back on Broadway. And no person who just brought up opera, we're not talking about opera. Musicals and opera, two different things. At least Les Mis is different. I know Phantom of the Opera, inside of that musical, they have kind of an opera. They have one or two songs that are like opera, but it's kind of a opera. It's kind of a musical that is about an opera. So, you know, even if you don't like opera, but you like musicals, Phantom of the Opera is very good. In fact, I like that movie that just came out. It was pretty good. They've had about, I want to say, six or seven Phantom of the Opera movies. This past one was pretty good. Pretty good. Ah, yes, indeed, listener. I do remember you about last week's discussion on truth, relative absolute truth. Now, part of that, if y'all might remember, we were talking about truth, absolute truth, etc. Part of that was sarcastic. Part of it was kind of like just to say things. You know, just for the sake of saying I'm making things interesting, making things more provocative and things like that. But anyway, if I can just touch on that again, because this listener brought it back up. The basic idea we were talking about last week was kind of like truth is what is actually here out in the... Imagine a building, okay? Let's say a shed, and it's out there, and you know it's there. You can go up to it and feel it. And you can see it, but the way you see it changes depending on what time of day it is. If there's an eclipse, you're going to see it far different than if it's high noon in the middle of summer. You're going to see it far different if it's high noon in the middle of summer out in the desert versus high noon out in the middle of, Canada. So that was basically what we talked about last week. Now, I want to focus more, especially since I don't have my co-host here this week, I want to focus more on your thoughts and feelings. And heck, this is as good as anything. So, and one listener just pointed out that what I was just talking about, what we talked about last week, is identified that as Platonic theory. And they say, I don't agree with Plato. I'm more with Aristotle. Two masters, undeniably masters of philosophy. And philosophy may seem kind of abstract, but you know what? It's going to affect your way of thinking about the world. This was brought up in my theology class, and they kind of limited it down. They said theology impacts the way you live your life. So everyone's a theologian. Well, same goes true with philosophy. It changes and affects your cosmology, your view of existence. And so, obviously, it's going to change how you view it, how you interact with it, how you approach it. And so, philosophy and theology and all those kinds of things, and thus science and everything, it all goes into our view, our understanding of reality, of life. And so, therefore, they're all tied together. They're just divisions of the same thing, which is cosmology, which is the understanding of existence. And so they kind of tie in, especially we're seeing that now, science blending with philosophy. Theology blending with science. Everything coming together because everything's our understanding. All these things are our understanding of reality. This listener says, Aristotle believes that truth is based on the senses and what we feel, not formed by our ideas. And they said before, I'm more with Aristotle. So they, in a sense, they say that they would be more likely to believe that truth is based on the senses and what we feel, not formed by our ideas. But here's a thought. Aren't they the same thing? Are they the same thing? Are our senses and what we feel the same as our ideas? Do they come first? Our ideas come second? Are ideas formed by that? The other way around? What do you think? It's 11:45. I have gone an extra 45 minutes. Might as well spend the rest of this 15 minutes with you. Right here. And this phone call. Taking a break. Be back. Listening to the VWMD Weapons of Mass Discussion, and we are talking here about philosophy, and we just had a caller call up and relate and connect scripture, the gospels, and philosophy in that the sense in that we should go off of, if I'm relating this correctly, perhaps I'm not, a little late, a little distracted, trying to get a hold of this my co-host who kind of disappeared and kind of had a few phantom phone calls on that issue. So if I get this incorrect, don't shoot me. Although you are free to call and correct me, but don't shoot me. But the basics is that what I got out of it anyway was that we should base things off of our views, our senses, because we need something to work off of and what's given to us. So that is that. And with that, I think I'm going to, because I took forever to make that intro. If you heard the beginning, it took forever to make that intro because what I did, I'll tell you what I did. The president, George W. Bush, has a weekly radio address, about, I want to say, between 3-4 minutes, sometimes it's a little 2.5, but about 3 to 4 minutes, and they have a transcript up on their website. Well, they have a podcast for that. You download it, it's an MP3 format. Well, I went and took the words I wanted, weapons of mass discussion. He never actually said those words. Because believe me, it would have been a much easier time of getting that out of a file. Anyway, and so I searched the transcripts for the words I wanted, and you'd be surprised how little he says discussion. But anyway, I got all those words together, and I edited them together. Took a while because there was kind of a weird pause, but I think I got the flow down pretty well. And if you are a video game person, you may recognize it because it's the theme for an electric guitar for Metal Gear Solid 3. Great game, by the way. Though if you are planning on playing it and you haven't already, play 2, because the storylines, they very much rely on each other. So, there's that. But anyway, I'm going to play it again, and then I'm going to shut down this operation. It's been fun. It's been enlightening, and I will have a few more last words when we come back. And so this is a theme song, because it took forever for me to make, so I might as well play it again. And then we're going to have an outro by October War, and we will sign off for this week's program.
Weapons of Mass Discussion.
Bring them on.
That's not promising enough for you. Not sure what is. Not sure what is. But if you like talk radio and you like interesting and thought-provoking radio, well, in about an hour and 10 minutes, more realistically, an hour and 20, Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell, the creator of the same, will be airing. And if you go on to coasttocoastam.com, they have a list of affiliates, and you can get a radio station locally around here that plays it. It goes from 1 to, I want to say, 5 a.m. And so, obviously, you probably won't end up listening to the whole thing. But if you like things that we have been talking about, philosophical things, paranormal things, we've touched on ghosts and things like that a little bit. If you like those things, well, you might as well listen to that. CoastToCoastAM.com. I know I'll be listening to about half an hour of it. And that's that. And it has been fun this week. And I leave you with Outro by October War, the best band in the world. Ever. Good night, Messiah. Good night, the world. This has been Weapons of Mass Discussion. I am Matt O'Brien. I have no fake name this week. I'll have one next week. You get the idea. Have a good weekend, everybody. Have a good weekend. Stay open. Stay active. Most of all, stay controversial.